Alright guys, so I'm back today. The reason that I wanted to talk to you guys, yesterday was just a heavy day for me, but I really want to talk about mental health and why it's so important that when we have mental illness or mental health issues that we have an outlet. You know, that's the biggest thing for me, is that I'm noticing that since I've been at my worst with my anxiety and depression, that people don't stay in my life. I don't know if it's because the mental illness part of me scares them or what, but that's been tough, because since it's gotten really bad, I haven't had anyone I can really talk to about it. And every time I open up to someone and I say, hey, I'm dealing with anxiety and depression, I'm feeling suicidal or this or that, it seems like for a while they'll hang in there with me and they'll support me. And then it seems like when it starts to get really bad, and I guess maybe they're tired of me talking about it, or maybe they're like, just don't know what else to do, they just kind of pull away. And that hurts, because it's like, we don't, as people with mental illness issues, we don't ask for much. I don't ask for a lot. You know, and it hurts, because it's like, as good of a person as I am, it's like, why doesn't anyone want to fight to stay in my life? Why can't someone just say, hey, Sherelle, I'm here for you. I'm not going to leave you no matter how bad it gets. It's like people will say that to you, and then in the blink of an eye, it's like, oh, well, I'm out. It's too much. You know, that's what hurts, I think, because you don't have that outlet. And it's been hard. And I know a lot of people with mental health don't have that outlet. And it sucks, because it's like, this is why, in a sense, we are the way we are, because we need somebody to talk to. We need somebody to say, hey, it's going to be okay. And when it's not okay, we need somebody to say, hey, I got you. But it's just tough. Like, I don't know. So anyway, like the last person, you know, I've been talking to my mom about my mental health. I've been talking to like my therapist and people like that. And, you know, I tried to open up to my friends. Recently, I opened up to one of my friends, quote unquote, the friend I told you about in my last video, the person that I kind of rekindled a friendship with at Kroger. He's a guy, yes, but I was opening up to him and telling him all these things about my mental health. In the beginning, he was like, oh, I got you. It's fine. It's not going to scare me away. Blah, blah, blah. I'm here. I'm here. And now over the course of 2 days, I'm noticing that he's like pulling away from me, because I told him some things about the suicidal thoughts and other things, and now it's like he's pulling away from me. So, and then I'll try to call him out on it. I'm like, oh, I thought you said you were going to be here for me. And he's just like, oh, I'm not going nowhere. But it's, you know, you can always tell in the tone of a conversation when somebody is trying to pull away or change. Like, I can just tell that he just doesn't want to be there for me anymore. And he has that right to say, hey, I don't want to deal with you no more. And that's fine. But it still hurts, because it's like, I let my wall down. I trusted you. I brought you into the other side of my world, which is my mental illness. And I'm thinking, you know, you're going to be here for me or be a friend. And then now you just don't care. And I can just feel it. And it just kind of sucks. It's like, that's why I don't open up to people. That's why I don't trust people, because I feel like having a mental health issue is so hard to trust people. You don't know who's genuinely here for you. You don't know what they want out of oxygen. You don't know if they're going to stay, go. It's just so many things. And I know anyone out there in my shoes can relate. Like, it's hard. It's tough. Because, you know, like, I would give anything just to be happy again. Like, that's been my biggest struggle. It's just feeling like I don't have anyone there, feeling like no one cares, feeling like, you know, no matter what I do, no one cares. Like, I don't know, like, it's never enough. It's like that fear, like, I just don't feel like I'm ever gonna be happy again. I don't feel like it's ever gonna be that place of me finding happiness. And it's tough. Every day has been a struggle. Today was a bad day. Yesterday was a bad day. Sunday was a bad day. I just feel like it's never going to get better. You know, I don't know what else to do. Well,
tomorrow I talk to my therapist, so I'm excited about that, but I just don't think talking is going to be enough, because for me, it's like I can talk to somebody all day long, but like I told my mom, once the phone call ends and once the text messages go down, I'm the one that has to sit with these thoughts, and they don't go away. They stay. So it's so hard for me to, I don't know. I'm trying, because I genuinely want happiness, but it's so hard. Like, I don't know what to do. I'm at my breaking point with it. I'm tired. I'm like, ugh, you know. And yesterday was so bad, guys. So bad. So yesterday was really bad. I actually reached out to the National Suicide Hotline. And you can, like, call them, or you can do a chat with over the computer. So I did, like, a messaging chat with one of the ladies that worked there. And it went great. But after we hung up, all those feelings of, like, feeling horrible came back. It was, like, in the moment when I was talking to her and I was venting, I felt good. But as soon as we ended the conversation, it was just like, oh, great. I'm back to square one, you know? I feel really alone, and I don't like that. Like, it's tough when you're around people that just don't have a mental health issue, so they can't really relate to you. They just tell you any old thing, oh, listen to music, go to sleep, do this, you'll feel better. And I'm gonna tell you, I wake up and I still feel the same way. So it's tough. I literally don't know what to do, guys. I don't. I'm just struggling so bad, and I don't know what to do. I don't know if, like, anybody can help me. I feel like nobody can hear me. I don't feel like anybody cares enough to hear me. Like, you just don't believe the amount of times that I've tried to, like I said, open myself up to people, you know, or the amount of times that I've, like, you know, drop hints like, hey, I need help, this isn't working, blah, blah, blah. And I don't know. Sorry, guys, I'm getting a little emotional. You just gotta ignore me, but it's so hard. Like, especially when you feel like it's a dead end and you can't get out. It's no exit. I feel like there's no sign saying exit left, exit right. It's just a dead end. So I don't know how the conversation is going to go with my therapist tomorrow. I hope it goes well, but I'm not really expecting to feel that much better. I just don't know how much more I can handle. Like, I don't know. It's just like, God, it's hard. It's tough. Like I said, without having that outlet, it's no way that I'm going to make it. I'm not. And then, like I said, I don't see my psychiatrist until the 21st. So that's a whole nother week I got to go without help. I'm just worried. I don't know. I don't know, guys. I don't know. And I feel bad that yesterday I put in the bio of my last episode the details that I was taking a break. I am going to be taking breaks here and there just because this is a lot going on right now. Like, it's a lot, guys. And I don't want what's going on with me to affect you guys or to affect anybody around me. So that's kind of why I'm, like, trying to just keep my distance, guys. Because I hate coming on here crying. I hate coming on here pouring my soul out to you guys. But at the same time, I know that somebody else out there is going through the same thing as me. And they can relate and they can use my help. So I don't want to pull away completely and not help somebody if they need help. You see what I'm saying? Because I know that we're all going through it right now. Just because of the virus and everything else. Well, anyway, but I just do want to say, like I said yesterday in my podcast, my depression and anxiety was here way before the virus, so it has nothing to do with the virus. It's just more so that I'm just going through things and I don't know how to deal with them. And I feel like I just wish people would just stick around in my life and stop running from me and running from just being here for me. I mean, I can't force somebody to stay in my life, but it just sucks when you open up to people about stuff. Like, this is tough. If I open up to somebody about mental health, it's tough.
So for me to do that, and I don't let a lot of people in on my mental health issues because I'm embarrassed and I'm just scared and stuff. I don't know what they're gonna think, but when I do, it's like, why are people running away from me? Why can't they stay? And I just feel stupid because I literally feel dumb because every day I'm like reaching out to my quote unquote friend like for support in a sense, and then every day it just seems like the last 2 days he just seems like, like I said, he doesn't care. So it's just like, I'm telling myself, Sherelle, just let the friendship go. Let the friendship go. Like, whatever there was, let it go. I keep telling myself that, but yet, every day I'm still reaching out and still trying to have a conversation with him in hopes that, you know, we can just, I don't know. I don't know what I'm hoping for. Maybe I'm just hoping that he'll actually be a decent human being and he'll want to, like, actually be here for me and be a good person, but I know I can't force people to do what they don't want to do. So I just probably need to let the whole situation with him go because he obviously does not want to be around. And I guess he still wants to talk to other girls and do what he wants to do, which is his prerogative. He can do what he wants. He's a grown man, but I don't know. I hate liars and I hate people that, like I said again, say they're going to be there and they don't fulfill that promise. It's like, I'm very big on actions and very big on, like, keeping your word. Because if I tell someone I'm going to be there for them, I'm going to do it no matter what. I'm not going to ever cut that connection because I promised that person I'd be there. So, but I guess not everybody views loyalty the same way. So, I don't know. So, basically. And then I don't really open up to, like, a lot of my friends that I grew up with because they have their own lives, they have kids, they have families. I don't want to vent into them about, hey, I'm having depression, anxiety, help me, blah, blah. So it's just like, it's tough, you know, it's just tough. But, you know, I don't know, guys. I could really sit here and do this podcast all night and probably bawl my eyes out crying because I'm hurting right now, but what would that solve? And I could also reach out to the hotline again for help, but honestly, I just feel like having a conversation isn't going to help because I'm still going to be in the same position I'm in the next tomorrow morning. So it doesn't matter. I just don't know what to do. I really don't. I don't know. I wish it was easier. Like, I wish it was a sign. I wish it was better. But I don't know. I really do wish it was, I don't know. Anyway, guys, I don't want to keep you guys too long with my rambling, but I just wanted to kind of pop on here and just let you guys know a little bit of update about what's going on. I don't know what's going to happen, honestly, guys. I'm just going to talk to my therapist tomorrow, see what she says, and go from there. Am I going to kill myself? Do I have plans to kill myself? I have thoughts right now, but no, I do not have a plan to go through with anything, so don't worry. Right now, it's just thoughts, and just me being unhappy and in a lot of pain, but yeah. I don't know, guys. I really don't know. But, yeah, I'm definitely going to keep you guys updated. Like, I probably will get on here, if not tomorrow, the day after, to let you guys know what my therapist said. And then after that, I probably won't use this for a couple days again. I'm trying to work on a YouTube channel geared towards mental health to help others during this time and just in general. I did my first video today, but I have to edit the video and I haven't done that yet. Because the editing process, I haven't exactly got that yet. So I'm in the process of trying to get that together. So yeah, I'm gonna figure it all out, but I'm gonna get it all done for you guys. I'm gonna get the editing process together and just do what I have to do so I can get this thing on my computer so I can upload, get my channel together, which probably will be together by the end of the week. But I don't know, guys. Other than that, I don't really have anything else to say because I don't know what else to say. It's like, I mean, I just pray for anyone out there that's in my shoes. I pray for anyone out there that's sad, depressed, lonely, and doesn't have that outlet. My heart goes out to all of you because it's hard, it's tough, and, you know, we got to push through. But I'm going to end this because I'm about to get in my bed. I'm kind of feeling a little depressed and down, so I'm going to get in my bed, get some rest. By the way, I made a
podcast episode earlier and I deleted the whole thing. I was like, why the heck am I putting this out there? Like, I think I said too much or whatever, and I didn't like what I said, so I deleted it. I had a lot of those moments where I want to make these podcast episodes for you guys, and I just delete it because I'm like, I get either get too embarrassed to say what I want to say, or I just don't feel like I should be saying that. I just want to keep it a secret, so I delete it, but I don't know. I got to stop running from this stuff. So, yeah. I definitely will keep you guys updated on the whole YouTube situation. I just ordered a MacBook, so I'm waiting for that to come in the mail. That's supposed to be here tomorrow. So if that comes tomorrow, I definitely will have my video up tomorrow, if anything. So yeah, my video should be up tomorrow. But right now it's just sitting on my camera waiting to be uploaded, I guess. But yeah, so. Anyway, guys, have a great night. I'm definitely, like I said, not going to pull away too much. I kind of rethought that decision. So if you read that in my description about me pulling away from the podcast, I do apologize in a sense because I don't want to completely pull away because I know people out there who need help. And so I want to be that voice. Anyway, guys, I hope you enjoy your night and keep staying strong. I'm trying to hang in there. Goodbye.